Our next segment will start shortly. As soon as we get a door prize in, we'll start our 7 o'clock segment on how to build and make some very interesting chapter meetings. How to have lively chapter meetings.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your bad vibes on. Join me, hot.
Ron Gardner's up here dipping Joanne Wilson. John Bailey and Dr. Mitchell to the front. John Bailey and Dr. Mitchell. They're going to come up here and show you how to do the jitterbug. Come on, let's hear it for Bailey and Daphne.
When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in 7th. And we're going to rock
around the end of B clock.
We're going to rock, till broad daylight. We're going to rock, around.
Broad daylight tomorrow for the march, right? Here we go.
9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're going to rock.
Good stuff, huh?
Do you have a door prize yet?
Yes, we do. Door prize is coming out right now. Before the door prize, we heard about first lines. Neil Lewis, if he's in the room, good. If not, he told me what his best first line is at a convention. He'll walk down the hallway, he'll pass a young lady and say, "Do you believe in love at first sight? If not, should I walk past you again?" That's one of his favorite lines. Okay, we have a door prize. We do have a door prize. And what is our door prize?
This door prize is, first, this is for a chapter president who's going to answer a question. And it is a $10 gift certificate to McDonald's and some headache medicine for those too hard to bear chapter meetings. So this is for a state president who is president of a local chapter and also serves as president of another federation group. Who can answer that question?
If you are one.
Say. Christine. All right, another New Mexican. Woo, Christine. All right, Christine.
We have door prize runners. Can we do another one while we're getting ready? Let's do another one. This is for everyone. Listen up now. The door prize is?
The door prize is a couple of cushions and a McDonald's gift certificate just in case somebody wants to catch up on their beauty sleep during a chapter meeting.
Okay. And the cushion is for you, too, because those chapter meetings are long. Here's the question. Okay. Where was Dr. Jernigan born? What state? Tennessee is incorrect. Tennessee is incorrect. He grew up in Tennessee. Who said Michigan? Where in Michigan was Dr. Jernigan born? Correct, Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, now we'll go into our second hour. And the first speaker that's going to tell us on how to have some lively meetings is Rosie Carranza from Affiliate Action.
Good evening, everybody. Are you guys ready for a little pop quiz here? Sounds like a big yes to me. True or false? All chapter meetings are fun. Then we have a problem. True or false? As a chapter member or chapter leader, You have an ability to make a difference in... Perfect. Now we're in the right mindset. This next hour is very important. It is going to be devoted to providing all of you very specific ideas on what you can do to make your chapter meetings both purposeful and lively. Who likes attending boring chapter meetings? Anybody? Okay, chapter presidents, have any of you ran a boring chapter meeting? Well, I can tell you that I served as chapter president for 3 years, and I will say that I'm sure that I must have ran a boring chapter meeting sometime around there. Yes, believe it or not. So this next panel is going to be devoted to completely providing lots of ideas and techniques that you can use to liven up your chapter meetings. But the very first thing in order to implement any of these ideas is the ability to be able to think that your chapter has to be a place of purpose and fun. Now, Dr. Maurer has said that the day of the boring chapter meeting is gone, that it is over, and all of you have a responsibility then of helping him move that forward and making our chapter meetings a different type of gathering. The Federation is an exciting place, and our chapter meetings on local level need to reflect that, that we have a lot going on, that we're an organization on the move, and those types of things should be reflected in our local chapter meeting. I'm just going to provide a few ideas here, and then I'm going to turn it over to Norma Crosby, who has been working a lot with her crew here on putting together for you guys a very informative hour full of lots and lots of great ideas. So some ideas that I have seen done effectively by chapter presidents and chapter leaders are something as basic as having a chapter birthday party. Now, if you think about when your chapter was founded, and if you don't really know, then make up a date and throw a big party on that day. But organizing fun events like a chapter birthday party gives you a chance for your chapter members to get to know each other, have a good time, bond, and really create an event around something positive like the beginning of your chapter. Here is another idea. One thing that I see some chapters do to kind of center their meetings around particular themes or issues is, for example, they may use the calendar. So for example, for January, some chapters will set chapter resolutions. Okay? You know how we all set our New Year's resolutions? I know mine usually involve, you know, losing weight, being a better person, those kinds of things. Well, why not create resolutions or goals that your chapter can have for the year? And one really good thing to do is to check those resolutions, see how you're doing on accomplishing your goals, say about June. So using the calendar year and the natural holidays or breaks in the calendar year are a good way of kind of helping your chapter develop a theme or a center issue, say, for your chapter meeting. I think that having a theme or an issue that your chapter is working on at a meeting really helps center the energy and the focus of your chapter members. For example, Meet the Blind Month is which month? Exactly. So getting involved in, having an activity that promotes the Federation to both our members and to the outside community is great. And October, is a great time to do that along with other times. It doesn't have to be October to do a Meet the Blind Month type of activities. So those are just a few ideas. I've also seen, for example, chapters around the holidays say we'll collect canned foods or coats and we'll do a donation to a local shelter or agency. And that type of activity could be great in showing the community what blind people can do to contribute. So those are just a few ideas, but the main portion, the most important thing of this discussion, of this next hour, is to keep a very open mind, but beyond that, to keep a willing body, because when you get back to your local affiliates, your chapters, after convention is over, we want to hear that you're implementing some of these ideas and that your meetings are really going to be fun and purposeful. So here I'm going to turn this over now to Norma Crosby from Louisiana. Thank you.
I don't usually have to ask this, but can you guys hear me? Barely, not me. Come on, I'm usually loud. Okay. Am I close enough now? Good. Okay. Let me ask you guys, do any of you in the audience know who Kid Rock is? And do any of you in the audience, are any of you country music fans?
Yeah!
Okay. Well, you know, Kid Rock has a song, and the song says, in country music, you just can't say the F word. And that's pretty much true in country music, and it's pretty much true in the Federation as well. However, this evening, we are going to break that rule. In fact, we're going to use four F words to tell you how you can run meetings that are both fun and purposeful. The four F words we're going to use are focus. Why are you having the meeting? Is it an idea-generating meeting? Are you trying to narrow down the possibilities for a specific project or activity, or is it a meeting all about decision making? Facilitate. After you establish the focus, how are you going to get things done? How can you keep things fresh? Do you have to have your meetings in the same old place with everyone sitting in the same old seats? Or can you have it maybe in a park, in a restaurant, or even on a hotel rooftop? What's the best place to meet? Are you allowing your members to help determine how decisions are going to be made? When should you act as a chairperson? And then when should you act as a facilitator? The two things are different. I mean, there's a role for each if you're the chapter president. Fellowship. Socialization is an important and is an important tool, and allowing people to have a good time while working is key to maintaining a cohesive group that gets things done. And finally, the fourth F word is feedback. What can you do to encourage your members to own your meetings? What communications techniques can you use to ensure that your meetings are more fun and effective? Meetings don't have to be boring, and if you're a leader who is called on to run chapter meetings or any other kind of Federation meetings, I hope you'll listen to, ask questions of, and share ideas with our panelists as they present you with information about the four F words of running a fun and effective meeting. Our panelists are Daphne Mitchell, president of the Caddo-Bossier chapter of the NFB of Louisiana, Angela Wolf, president of the Austin chapter of the NFB of Texas, John Bailey, president of the Fairfax, Virginia chapter of the Virginia affiliate, and J.J. Meadow of our Michigan affiliate. Determining the focus of the meetings is essential to assuring that the outcome is what you and the members of your chapter want it to be. With that in mind, let me turn the meeting over to Daphne Mitchell for her comments. Daphne's going to talk to you about focus.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me? Great. As Rosie said, that Dr. Maurer says we have entered a new phase of no more boring chapter meetings. I think that focus has a direct correlation with that. The focus of your meeting, I think, definitely goes hand in hand with the purpose of the meeting. And I think that having these two things going together smoothly will ensure that you will have chapter members coming back. How many of us, by applause, can remember going to a meeting that we felt just kind of drifted along on its own, and you felt like your time was wasted? Well, taking the time to establish a focus of your meeting will help you to avoid that issue to arise in your own chapter meeting. And to begin that, I think that what's important to do is to plan your meeting ahead of time. How many of us have looked up at the calendar and said, oh my gosh, chapter meeting is in 3 days, you know, or tomorrow? And you haven't yet begun to plan exactly what you're going to talk about to your chapter members. Well, my rule of thumb that I have discovered for myself, because I kind of gotten that rut of having the same chapter meeting every month. I was reliable, it took care of business, but I found that even I did not want to attend my own chapter meetings. So, you know, because you kind of get bored. So what I do is I start to plan my chapter meeting, really get in there with the plans about a week and a half in advance. You know, maybe some of you don't have that type of time, but, you know, spending 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, each evening on deciding what it is that you want to talk about. And one way of deciding that is going to be covered in a future with one of my future panel mates, and that's looking at the feedback that you received from your previous chapter meeting. And by going through those comments that maybe that you probably want your secretary to take down, you can weed through and say, okay, this is something that I can tackle. Who can I contact? And get to speak at our meeting to address this issue, but establishing the focus and a purpose. Once you have narrowed down exactly what it is that you want your chapter meeting to be surrounded about, you want to start working on an agenda. Having your agenda ready and prepped to go, look over it 2 or 3 times, and send it out to your chapter members who have email so that they can come to the meeting with the mindset of what we're going to talk about, so that they'll have ideas to share. You don't want to be, have you guys ever attended a meeting where it seems like you were talking to yourself? It was so quiet. You want to make sure your members are on the same mindset that you are, so that when they come in, they can say, well, you know, I saw on the agenda we're going to be discussing this, and I have some ideas about how to plan a chapter picnic. You know, and when you get to that section of the agenda, they'll be able to jump in. Once you have the agenda, you know, maybe you have chapter members who don't have email. And so to start to really hone in on focusing your meeting once the meeting begins, I like to go over the agenda with the chapter and say, you know, these are things we're going to be talking about today, so that the folks who don't have email can know what to expect, or even sometimes giving that agenda to the person who's doing the calling. To, you know, remind folks of the meeting, that I'll give them that agenda and they can let folks know what's coming up in this month's meeting. Additionally, you know, once you start your meeting, you have your agenda, everyone knows what's going on, finding ways to just refresh folks' memory about what's going on by maybe targeting that month's door prize. If you're going to be having your chapter picnic, we have a park in Shreveport called Betty Virginia Park, and having a cooler, like a one of those 48 can coolers that you can give away for a door prize, let them in. This is what we're, you know, kind of tying it in to keep the focus in front. Another thing that I do to help the focus stay together is one pesky thing I actually learned from Rosie Carranza back when I was one of her chapter members, is to listen to the presidential release beforehand, before the meeting, and find an area that ties in, if possible, into your meeting. And so you can, one thing, you can break up the presidential release and tie it into your meeting, and have, you know, so folks won't, sometimes people find it monotonous. But, you know, so you break it up, so keep people entertained and keep the voices changing, I guess, so folks won't want to fall asleep at any point in your meeting. But find a way to break it up and interject with other things. Also, like I said, find the focus. It'll keep folks interested, and have ways for you to bring in other chapter members into your meeting. And I feel as if you have the focus, have a purpose of the meeting, then you will continue to have your chapter members to return and to want to stay involved and to help you to either invigorate or reinvigorate your chapter. Thank you so much for listening.
I particularly want to thank Daphne because we recruited her at the last minute to help us out, and she did a great job. Are you a chairperson or are you a facilitator? If you're the person in charge of a local chapter meeting, the odds are pretty good that you're both. A chairperson usually welcomes people, sets the agenda, deals with informational matters such as minutes and treasurer's reports, and asks for report backs from committee chairs. A good facilitator's job is to increase participation, to raise commitment levels among chapter members, to encourage members to problem solve and to deal with group dynamics and to get members to make decisions. If you have ever been a chapter president, you know that these can be difficult tasks. Fortunately, we have someone here who does it very, very well every month, with style and grace. She currently serves as president of the NFB of Texas's Austin chapter. She's a Louisiana girl, by the way. And so you can see that we have some Louisiana connections here since I got to help pick who participated. And since I'm from Texas also, we had to have some Texas connections. But we also tried to pick the best people. And Angela Wolf is going to talk to us now about how to facilitate a good and purposeful meeting. Angela?
Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about the keys to facilitating an effective meeting. And Norma has her four F's, and I have my three E's. The first E is environment. It's not only important to decide the physical environment of where you're going to have your meeting, how you're going to have your tables and chairs, or just chairs set up. Are you going to have a semicircle? Are you going to have a circle? Are you going to be at a table? Are you going to be in theater style? Those seem like minor details. The way that you have your physical room set up, and even the room that you have your meeting in, can make a difference in the culture that you cultivate within your chapter. And it depends on the size of your chapter, the needs of the meeting that you're holding, and all of those kinds of things. For example, typically in our Austin chapter, we sit in theater style seating because we have generally anywhere from 25 to 30 members who come to a meeting every month. And it's just a lot easier for us, for everybody to be able to hear if we're sitting that way. And we have a lot of chit-chatters in our chapter, and so I find that it helps me to facilitate the meeting a little easier and to chair the meeting if they're not in a circle where they can easily get at each other socially. So the other thing, the second kind of environment though that you want to establish is the culture of your chapter. Is it a welcoming place? Do people want to come back every month? Is there a community that's built within the membership? And if that isn't happening, it doesn't matter what else you're doing because the people who you want to come back aren't going to. And so it's very important that you establish the culture and make sure that the membership is a tight-knit community that works together effectively and supports each other in the work that you do. The second E is expectations. Now this kind of goes back to what Daphne was talking about. At the beginning of every meeting, you need to set the focus or the expectation. What is the agenda for that meeting? Will there be opportunities for different kinds of discussions to happen? Your chapter members need to know that so that they can be prepared ahead of time. Are there things on the agenda that you need to give your chapter members a heads up about? Is there a controversial guest speaker coming, and do they need to be more polite than normal? Do they need to filter things that they say? Those kinds of things are important to let people know ahead of time so that they can be prepared and the chapter meeting can run smoothly. The other thing that is important for the expectations How do you want people to ask for the floor? Some simple parliamentary procedures. Do you want them to say their name or ask Madam President? Do you want them to be recognized before they talk, or is it going to be an open discussion? All of those things are important to establish ahead of time. The last E is engagement. And this kind of goes back again to the community building thing. In our chapter, we have several different ways that we engage people. We have an activities committee, and their task is specifically to set up activities outside of chapter meeting time for our chapter members to get together and do fun social things within the community. We also have committees occasionally throughout the year to work on separate projects. For example, we had a food drive that was tied in with the Obama administration community service day not too long ago. We've done Meet the Blind Month programs where we worked with local museums to the local children's museum, for example, to develop an interactive exhibit for kids in the community to learn about blindness during October. There's a lot of things like that. What we've done, and this is what's critical to do, is if you have built a community within your membership, then you know your membership well. You know their strengths and you know your weaknesses, and you can play to those. I typically like to have at the beginning of every year, if not a couple of times a year, a brainstorming meeting where the purpose of the meeting that month is simply we quickly go over business items like secretary and treasurer's reports and things like that. And then I open the floor for brainstorming sessions to see where the members of our chapter want to go. What do we want the direction of our chapter to be for that year? And we start to, from those ideas that come from that meeting, I start to assign people to be heads of projects so they can't wiggle out of it later. And they quickly find ways to get volunteers from the chapter and even the community to get involved to make those ideas come to reality. I think the other thing about engagement is that you want the chapter members to think that it's not a boring meeting. A couple of things that we have done, because we like to build philosophy into our meetings as well, is if we have a lot of guests during a month, new people who have come to our chapter to visit, we'll have a couple of our longtime members speak about why they joined the Federation, how they came to find the Federation, and how it's changed their lives. We also do occasionally a potluck so people can practice their skills. We also do a thing at the end of our meeting called Brags and Complaints, and it's a fundraiser, but it's also a way for us to get to know each other a little better. So it's $1 for brags, $2 for complaints, and it's a way for us to share with each other what's going on in our personal lives. You know, did somebody get married? Did somebody graduate from college? Did somebody get a new job? Did somebody get lost on the bus? That's why I usually complain. Did somebody, you know, usually sometimes when somebody gets married, somebody else donates $2 and they complain for them. That kind of stuff. So it's a way for us to kind of have a little humor at the end of our meeting and build some community. So those are the three E's: environment, expectations, and engagement. Thanks.
Thank you, Angela. You know, we've been talking about F words, but we all know that the M word, that's meeting, can instill loathing, depression, and bodily upset in the hearts of even the most committed Federationists. It doesn't have to be that way, though. And John Bailey of Virginia is going to help put the F word into the M word by telling us how to use fellowship to make our meetings more effective. John's been president of the Fairfax chapter of the NFB of Virginia for 11 years, and he insisted that I tell you guys that he loves to dance, and to eat butter pecan ice cream. I don't know what that all means, and so you can talk to him about that after the meeting. But here's John.
Everybody hold hands and see who's cold.
Before or after, but we can.
My name's John Bailey, and I've been president of the Fairfax chapter of the NFB of Virginia for 11 years. 2 years ago, my chapter had a crisis. It was during a regular meeting night. I was there in the meeting room, all alone, wondering where everybody was. I made phone calls, and people had lots of reasons for not coming to that particular meeting. I knew it was a crisis when one of the people I called says, "Why are we still having meetings?" That was my call to action. And I knew that the action would have to start with me. I'm the chapter president. I'm the chapter leader. And by the way, you don't need to be a chapter president to be a chapter leader. I implemented a lot of changes. I got serious about being a chapter leader. I got serious about being a chapter president and a chapter leader. I'm glad to say that today we have an average of 30 members attend each month. And many times I get phone calls from people apologizing for not being able to meet this month's meeting, but promising to be at the next month's meeting. What changed? What made the chapter successful when it was nearly dead? One factor was I included fellowship. Fellowship is a bond. It's a connection between people. If people feel a connection, they're more likely to come to chapter meetings. They're more likely to participate in chapter activities. What I'm going to tell you, I guarantee, will help you build your chapter. You won't someday be sitting in an empty membership room wondering where everybody is. Instead, you'll be proud of your dynamic, robust, self-sustaining chapter. The first thing into making a connection with people, well, actually, two things make a connection. The first is recognizing the person, and the second is recognizing their achievements. I'm going to go through, in the few minutes I have, some of the ways you can do that. They're very easy. You're probably familiar with them. One of the first ways is to not use email so much. Email is for information, not motivation. If there's a change in a schedule, if there's a price related to a banquet, if there's something like that, that's perfect for email, for those who get email. But if you want someone to get, well, let's look at it this way. Unless somebody knows what that email is about, it's spam. And it's going to get deleted. So what we do at the Fairfax chapter, and I'm sure a lot of chapters do this, is we have humans call each other. It's called the telephone. That, other than just information going one way, it goes both ways. And we can, other than passing our information along and letting the person know that they are important, we know they're out there. They can pass information back to us. We can get feedback, something we're going to talk about a little later. Another thing you can do, which we've talked about already, is to give everybody a job, a responsibility. There's an instant connection, especially if it's something they like doing. We had a brand new member who was a blind vendor, and he wanted to do something. He didn't know what he wanted to do. We put him in charge of fundraising. You know how hard it is to find someone who wants to do fundraising for you. So I grabbed him right away. Another thing you can do is, as I said, recognize people's achievements. At chapter meetings, find out whose birthday it is and have everybody sing happy birthday to them. Find out who's got a wedding anniversary. Find out just any who's got a new job, who's starting a new career, who had a new grandchild. Announce it. That builds the Federation family. There's another connection for you. So those are just some of the ways of building connections between people. There are lots more. I have very limited time. But let me just ask the audience something. And please, I'm blind, so be really loud. How many of you have gained from what we've learned just so far? Can you be really loud?
Yeah.
All right. All of you who just yelled out, would you please raise your right hands as high as you can? Because you're going to make a promise. You're going to make a promise to yourselves. Now repeat after me. I will. Build my chapter. I will. Start today. My name is John Bailey. Thank you very much.
Good job, John.
Okay, I'm leaving now to go build my chapter. Okay, now that we've focused on the purpose of our meeting, facilitated good decision making, and party like it's $29.99, let's talk a little bit about how to get feedback and how to use it. Sometimes those of us who chair meetings feel like come away feeling like we accomplished all that we wanted to. We think that everything ran perfectly, and we just know that everyone is ecstatic about the decisions we made and the mechanisms we use to make them. Then we hear rumblings that there's a dissent, or maybe our membership begins to skip meetings, and not just because their grandma died again. Worse yet, people stop working on the projects we thought we had agreed on. What's wrong? We don't know. Things are working fine for us, but for our members, not so much. This is a scenario that some of us have experienced. And if we take the time to get feedback from our members and act on it, there's a good chance that we never will experience it again. There are several ways to get feedback. First, you can ask questions of your chapter members during meetings that will solicit feedback. For example, if you've set a time schedule, you can ask a question like, how are we doing on time? To let members know that you are trying to meet the goal that you've set. If you're running tight on time and a topic is running over, you can simply ask your members if they want to table the discussion and move on or continue the discussion. This kind of question will give you feedback by letting you know what the membership feels is important. If they're willing to invest more time in a discussion, you should take as long as necessary for that discussion and make sure that it continues as a positive discussion. Encourage members to give feedback on specific issues by engaging in a constructive dialogue during the meeting. Ask questions that allow them to tell you things like, what works is, what I like about this is, and give them an opportunity an equal opportunity to express concerns by facilitating a discussion that encourages members to tell you things like, I wish we could figure out a way to, or how can we? Once decisions have been made and the meeting is over, it's a good idea to take a minute or two periodically for some quick feedback. Ask your members things like, what are we doing that works well? Or what can we do to improve our meetings? When soliciting and considering feedback, think about the four F words: focus, facilitation, fellowship, and feedback. It's likely that your members' comments will deal with one of these issues, and categorizing it in your mind may help you to make better choices when you're trying to make your meetings more fun-filled and purposeful. Now, let me find out. Is J.J. Meadow here? Okay. He may have had a conflict this evening. We were going to use J.J. as our man on the street, because what I want to do, I have two things here, and we're going to present them to two members of the audience, but we're going to do that by asking you guys for some fun ideas that you've used to improve your chapter meetings. And do we have a mic, Joanne, that can move around the room? Okay. So what we want to do is, if JJ's not here, if one of my other panelists would maybe be a runner, a mic runner, or someone else. You got a mic runner? Okay, good. Okay. And what I want to do, what we're going to do, we're going to have an American Idol contest here of ideas about running fun and purposeful chapters. And we're going to take a few ideas, and then we're going to bring those people up front, and we're going to let the audience vote. And I have here with me two things. One, Rosie told me that the colors for our meeting here, we have a theme tonight. The colors are purple. And so I have a purple heart with gold lettering that says number one. And this is our Heart of a Leader pin that we're going to give someone. And I also have a lighthouse pin that says number one. You know, a lighthouse is a beacon, and so we're going to give our Beacon of Leadership pin here as well for the two best ideas, the two ideas that the audience think are the best of the ones we get tonight. So let's start. You guys, our runners will come to you if you'll yell out your name or something. While our woman on the street is gathering everybody up here, let me say to you that I think we gathered together a wonderful panel. I think one great thing for making meetings fun and purposeful is to find people who are competent, who do a good job at things, and include them and make sure that sometimes maybe someone else shares the meeting, someone else does more of the talking at the meeting, and you, the chairman or the president, might take a back seat sometimes and let others lead. And that's what I was hoping to accomplish tonight with the people that we have had as panelists. I wanted to be the facilitator and to have these excellent speakers that we had to do their job. And so they still tell me they're ready, but please give John, Daphne, and Angela one more great big hand. They did a great job. Okay. Our woman on the street here is ready with our ideas. So let's hear what you guys have to say.
Jim Reed, president of the Montana Association of Blind Students. We just started in March of this year. And if you don't know, Montana is the fourth largest state in the nation. None of us have ever been in the same room in the same place at the same time. So at some point this summer, I'm working with our state president, and we are taking a weekend trip to a hotel called Fairmont Hot Springs, which is natural hot springs, and we're just going to hang out for the weekend and get to know each other.
My name is Fred Oliver. I'm president of the Lewis and Clark chapter, which covers most of northern St. Louis, Missouri, but I'm originally from Michigan. And our next get-together will be in August, and we're urging each of our members to bring a new individual to possibly join our group. We're going to have a cookout and a swimming party.
Good evening. My name is Nikki Pearl, and I'm from the Greater Louisville chapter in Kentucky. And what we started about a year, year and a half ago, is we have our chapter meetings on the third Friday of every month. And we used to start them around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And we found that that was kind of like right in the middle of dinner time. So we have started a social hour. And so social hour is from 6 to 7. And everybody brings, you know, chips, drinks, sometimes, you know, desserts, appetizers, things of that nature. And we all just kind of sit around and, you know, and shoot the bull and, you know, have some food. So that's what we do.
Hi, my name is April Anderton, and I'm president of the Des Moines chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Iowa. And I got this idea from the president's list, which I thought was a wonderful thing to start, and I commend all those who were involved in compiling that list. But I've kind of expanded on it. What it is I call it a progressive drawing with a twist. We started in January. I have the names of all the members in a little box, and sometime during our chapter meeting, I will draw from that little box, and if that person is present at the meeting, then they receive $10. If they're not present at the meeting, then the jackpot goes to $20 for the next month. The little twist is that if you bring somebody into the chapter as a new member, then your name gets put in the box a second time. So that increases your chances of winning the progressive drawing. Thank you.
Good idea. I'm Ray Jackson from Salisbury, Maryland. And what we do on occasion is do open mic where the members of our chapter can sing, tell jokes, stand up there and be comical or whatever. And I found out that it's a lot of talent in my chapter, and a lot of the people get a chance to explore that talent by singing or, you know, I'm a jokester myself, so naturally I get up there and tell a few jokes. So anybody that knows me know that I'm a crazy person, so so that's what we usually do.
All right, John Bailey's asked to add an idea as well.
Oh, do we? Oh, okay. Okay. I'm Julaine from the Ponderosa chapter in Rapid City, South Dakota.
I used to be a member of that chapter.
Yay, Nora! Okay. Every meeting, we do have a $5 gift certificate for our food. But we always have another kind of a door prize. And yes, every year we have a picnic and every year we have a Christmas party. But each month we bring some questions to the chapter and we'll have them do different things. For example, just for fun, I'll put maybe a gift in front of everybody standing in a circle on the ground. And I'll have them do something like, you know, do what I do. And so I'll bend down. I know in my heart, and I know in my mind, when I pick up this gift, I stick out behind. And then at another meeting, I might have a set of maybe NFB questions, and they'll be heads or tails. So the answer, you know, and then we'll flip a coin. If it's heads, they put their hands on their heads. And if it's tails, they put their hands on their little tushies and they sort of wiggle it. And until there's only one person remaining. And then there are other, like, true and false questions. But we try to bring different types of things to each meeting. But at the same time, they're learning a little bit about NFB, but they're also having some fun and that kind of thing.
All right. You guys are way fun. Okay. All right. So we had, I think, 7 or 8 people who gave us ideas. If there's no one else that wants to try to compete with those, let's go back down to number one here. Who was Jim, I think? Okay. We're going to take a vote here. We're going to do our American Idol thing here. But you don't have to use your phone lines here. Okay, you guys were all listening, right? You were all listening to the ideas. Okay. Those people who want to vote for idea number one from Jim, let's hear your applause. All right. Okay. And Fred, I believe it was next. Is that right? Okay. Those of you who would like to vote for idea number two, let's hear a hand. Okay. And next, I think, was the Louisville chapter, the Greater Louisville chapter. Nikki, was that your name? Okay. So number three, let's hear it. Let's hear applause. Okay. And number four, it was April, I believe it is. Okay, April. All right. Okay. And next, remind me who was next. Who's next to April? Ray. Ray, the jokester. or the joker, let's say. Okay. Julaine from the Ponderosa chapter next. Okay, and that's it. Man, that's a tough call. I think we'll let's see. Randy, where is Randy Jackson?
I think Ray won.
It's the consensus of the audience that Ray won. Yeah. All right. You can't lose with jokes, I'll tell you. Okay, so
dude,
so,
you were hot, man. You had everything. You were good.
Now, the consensus of the front table here, as I've heard it, is that Julaine was second, got the second most votes. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to present to Ray our number one heart of a leader, a purple heart.
Pack your bags. You're going to Detroit.
And I'm going to present to Julaine. I'm going to present to Julaine our Beacon of Light number one award here. And they're both purple and gold, so they stayed with our theme tonight. Thank you guys so much for your ideas, and thank you for letting us talk to you.
That was an absolutely excellent panel. So now let's get another door prize.
Great, great, great. Before we pull the door prize out.
Into our next hour.
Before we pull the door prize out, I want everybody to put your chin on your chest. Please put your chin on your chest. All right. Take a deep breath. Raise your chin off your chest so your eyes are level. Keep moving your chin up towards the sky. And now you can go back home and tell everybody you got a facelift in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, okay, we've got a question for this next door prize. And this is a $10 gift certificate to McDonald's. It's a very romantic gift because this question has to do with romance and convention. Okay, has anyone here gotten married at convention or had a portion of their honeymoon during convention? For a $10 gift certificate to share with that special person.
Right,
who is it? Joe Ruffalo. Woo!
Now, she says, well, no, really? Well, I was married in February of 1978, and I'm still on my honeymoon. So does that count?
No.
Oh, that's so great. Bravo. Anyone else?
Everybody? Oh, who is that? Woo! Honeymoon or marriage? That was your honeymoon, Michael? All right. Whoa.
Yeah.
No, he's playing in the box.
Okay.
And my wife says to me, honey, if you don't treat me nice, I'll send you to the moon. So we've always been on a honeymoon.